mean?
We've seen a scenario where there's been a what would be described as a sell-off in UK gilts over recent weeks, month, and also the pound. The pound has been falling against the dollar. It continued to fall yesterday after the Bank of England decision because it only cut by 0.5% rather than 0.75%. And we've seen UK government borrowing costs, which gilts are the name for UK government bonds. Again, the cost of our borrowing is rising today. Yields are going up. Prices are falling. Prices and yields move in the opposite direction to each other. So, for example, 10-year gilts are now trading at 3.8%. On the 5-year gilt, that's about 4%, and that's moved up by about 50 basis points today. What that says is that markets are not entirely convinced by what's going on, but also that they see that we are going to have to do an awful lot more borrowing. And if we're going to have to do an awful lot more borrowing, that means that the supply of UK government bonds is going to rise dramatically, and that there might be too much supply and not enough demand for them. Therefore, the rates being offered on those bonds are going to have to go higher, which means that bonds that already exist, people, the price of them is falling and the rates are going up correspondingly, because people don't want to buy old bonds that pay lower coupons. Does that make sense, my explanation of the government bond market?
It does, yeah. So yeah. What?
Well, I mean, these things swing around. And part of this is to do with how much the US is raising interest rates. And this is putting the squeeze on quite a lot of other countries, actually. It's not just us. There is chaos in the currency markets. I mean, Japan had to step in as well this week to protect the yen. Because with the US raising rates so rapidly, other countries that don't keep pace or aren't seen to be keeping pace become a less attractive place for people to put their money. And also the problem is that as rates go higher and the rate that you can get from those government bonds, which is considered a risk-free return, essentially nobody expects the US to go bust. So if you buy US bonds, that's considered risk-free. It starts to look quite attractive. And once you start to get 4% from a risk-free bond, then you go, okay, well, I might as well just stick my money in there and ride out the storm. I'm not even going to invest in the stock market. And this is big, huge waves of institutional money that moves around the world. And UK gilts are also seen as a, you know, risk-free rate of return. But people say, well, I don't want yours if I can have those ones from the US that pay me a higher rate of interest. And that in turn drives up our borrowing costs, which in turn pushes down the pound, which in turn leads potentially to the Bank of England having to hike interest rates by even more. I mean, the ideal scenario is that the US, for everyone, is that the US stops raising interest rates.
Yeah,
by
but that's, is that going to happen?
Maybe. The Fed wants to make it really, really, really clear that it's really, really, really serious about inflation.
Yeah, we get it. We get it.
And there was some hope that inflation had turned a corner and it was just going to stop. And then it made it clear, really, really, really clear last month that was really, really, really not going to happen. I mean, whether you really, really, really believe that, I don't know. And if we started to get some consistently good inflation data from the US, maybe they would pause, or it looks like, you know, a proper recession kind of thing kicking in. But actually, the US economy is still quite strong, and the inflation that they're getting isn't quite the same as the inflation that we're getting, because it's not necessarily driven by energy in the same way. So there is a greater argument for the Fed to be raising interest rates to combat their inflation than there is, for example, for the Bank of England to be raising interest rates to combat inflation that comes from international gas prices, which raising interest rates in the UK has very little impact on.
And yet, Lee Boyce,